It seems as though the fifth wave is finally beginning to come to an end in Alberta. I'm pleased to share that almost all our indicators continue to trend downward, said Health Minister Jason Kopping. After a difficult fifth wave that brought so much uncertainty over the past few months, this is very welcome news. In his solo press conference Wednesday, February 23, Kopping said 791 new cases were reported to Alberta Health in the past 24 hours on about 2,800 tests. This equates to 27% positivity rate, a drop of nearly 14% from last week, Kopping said. The active case count in Alberta also continues to drop. In fact, there are 68% fewer cases today compared to the beginning of February, he said. In the past 24 hours, 13 COVID-related deaths were reported to Alberta Health. No schools in the province are currently shifted to at-home learning. Hospitalizations also continue to drop, Kopping said. Around 1,500 people were in hospital with COVID a week ago, including 121 in ICU. As of February 23, there are 1,373 people in hospital and 90 in ICU. This decrease is a positive sign that pressure is easing on our healthcare system and hopefully the beginning of relief for our hardworking healthcare workers, Kopping said. The minister said surgeries in Alberta are returning to normal volumes, currently around 95%. Treatment wait times for cancer patients are also returning to pre-pandemic timelines, according to Kopping. The wait time for a continuing care bed is currently less than it was before the pandemic more than 2 years ago. The minister also announced increased options for parents to get their children vaccinated against COVID-19. Beginning March 2, Oz Clinics will begin offering walk-in appointments for pediatric vaccines for children aged 5 to 11. Walk-ins will be available at these clinics on weekdays from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. and on weekends from noon to 6 p.m. Demand will be assessed on March 16 to determine whether or not the program will continue. Pediatric doses will also become available at approximately 150 pharmacies in the province starting as early as March 2, and physicians who have expressed interest in providing immunizations for children aged 5 to 11 will also be contacted directly to receive their shipments. Approximately 47% of children aged 5 to 11 have received one dose and 24.3% have received two doses. As of February 21, 90% of Albertans 12 and older have received at least one dose of vaccine and 86.5% are fully vaccinated. The decrease in numbers and expansion of pediatric vaccine availability come as all restrictions in the province are anticipated to end on March 1. Alberta has already dropped their restrictions exemption program, which required proof of vaccination or a negative test to enter large facilities, restaurants and bars. Premier Jason Kenney is expected to provide an update on the plan to remove further restrictions on February 26.